What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It from i3G Media Jamestown and organizer of the upcoming sport and recreation show in Jamestown February 4th and 5th, we have Lynn Lambrecht. And Lynn, welcome to our show.
Well, welcome. Thank you. Well,
thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Of course, i3G doesn't stop. We go from the Winter Egg and Construction Expo right over to the Sport and Rec show, and just as big a show coming up here on the 4th and 5th, right?
Yes. And I dare to say this one's a little more fun. I mean, we have fun with the farmers as well. This is when we're talking about the toys, you know, like we're getting closer to that summer weather. And so we really want to highlight the fact that, you know, it is winter in North Dakota, but it does not last forever. And so in the 70 degree comfort of the Jamestown Civic Center, you can come and, you know, dream as big as you want to dream. So on the floor are the big toys, obviously. So we bring in the campers from Countryside RV, and they will be open so people can tour them, kind of go through them, see what, you know, a small camper to a big camper can look like for you. And then also we will have boats and jet skis and ATVs, I believe, from Gun and Reel Sports right here in Jamestown. We want to highlight them. And then we will also have from Dale's Auto Mall and More. He is bringing in his Massimo ATVs. He's got the big ones that almost look like tanks. And then he also has some smaller ones too, you know, so he has a great selection and he will be displaying. And then a new one for us too is James Coda Trailers out of Jamestown here too. So if you need something to haul all your toys back and forth, you know, he will have he's got car trailers, he has open trailers, enclosed trailers, everything. And he'll have a few extras on display in the parking lot as well. And then we're welcoming back. Outlet Recreation was not able to join us last year, but they will be with us this year, and they are bringing their pontoons. They also brought on a new boat, a brand of boat. So they'll be bringing, I believe, some boats and pontoons. So we're glad to have Kevin Whitney and the Outlet Recreation folks back. And that's kind of like the big stuff on the floor, boats and campers and ATVs, you know. And then on the upper concourse, we have a whole bunch of other vendors as well. So in the lobby area, we will have the golf carts from All Season Motorsports in West Fargo. And he brings a wonderful selection of all kinds of different price points of golf carts. And then new to the show, but not new to Jamestown, Stutzman Harley Davidson and Stutzman Motorsports. And they'll be having the other side of the lobby with, I believe, at least three Harley Davidsons, I was told, and some of their Polaris Motorsports that they'll be bringing for display. So that's just the lobby. I mean, that's just walking in the front door. And then on the inside, on the upper concourse, we have displays by Your Home Improvement, Kidder County Sportsman. I believe they'll be selling a raffle ticket again this year. Innovative Siding and Windows, if you're thinking about like that addition or a new deck or, you know, all those fun things. And then Northern RV Refrigeration Repair. And Kevin always has a wonderful display. And he's the guy that you call when, you know, like the refrigerator goes out in the camper, you know?
Yes.
It's kind of a little bit of a different thing. and then this year we have Ducks Unlimited that will be having a booth space as well. Sawdust and Coffee will be there with their signs that he makes. He has all kinds of different signs that he does. And then the Boy Scout Troop. Now, this is a little bit different. This is the only girls Boy Scout Troop in Jamestown, and they're doing a fundraiser to fill the trailer that they need for their camping excursions and things.
Okay.
And so they'll be selling, I believe, some beef jerky and some other things. So
great.
Yeah. So we'll have them. And then Bridge City Ordnance, brand new from the Valley City area. They'll be there. Snap Jewelry. We have a Pharmacy and Tastefully Simple vendor. We have a Norwex vendor coming. And then that's on one side.
Okay.
And then on the other side, we have Ron with the Stutzman County Weed Board. So if you're, you know, getting tired of all the different bad weeds that you have in your yard, he can tell you exactly what's going to get rid of them. And then also Johnny's Docks and Lifts. He will have a dock display on the upper concourse. And then we're welcoming back the mini donuts
Of course.
We will have the mini donuts as well on the upper concourse. And Stones on the Pathway, brand new. Looking forward to seeing all the different types of display. They're the kind of a home decor type vendor.
Yeah.
And that's on the upper concourse. We also have Reister Meats and Catering that will be offering, you know, brats available for to eat right there, brats and pop and things like that. And then they also have all their meats and Coogans and things like that that you can buy and take along with you.
Lynn Lambricht, i3G Media. Again, we're talking Sport and Rec Show, February 4th and 5th. You laid it all out there, Lynn. We're filling up the floor, the upper concourse. It's just going to be a full 2 days of just sport and recreation and fun, like you said. And the best part about it all is you're not required to come in and buy anything.
Nope.
You can come in and just look around.
Just look around.
I can't promise that you won't want to leave with something, though.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing. They'll all have deals, obviously.
Exactly.
They'll have show deals and things like that. And you know, quite honestly, this is your chance to touch and see, and you know, we've been talking about the supply chain issues and everything. Let's face it, boats are still in short supply. Campers, they're still having issues with them as well. So if you see something at the Sport and Rec Show, I would encourage you to try to make a deal right then and there, because you might not get a chance to buy it later on. And we're just so happy to be able to have everybody back again and be able to talk about some of the fun things that we can do, and you know, gets us just that much feeling closer to the summertime. So,
and now I do have to ask, obligatory ask, you know, if somebody's listening, they're like, oh, I'd love to be involved in this some way, shape or form. It's already jam packed, but is there room for more vendor space?
Yeah, we sure do have room for more vendors on the upper concourse. Okay. We still have room for lots of different types of vendors too. We try to not double up. You know, so if you've already heard your, you know, vendor business named and everything, please don't call us. But anybody else, you can call us at 252-1400. You can email me at lynn@newsdakota.com, and we'll make sure to get you all the registration info and whatever else that you need. We will be doing setup on Thursday afternoon and Friday morning. And then the show hours will be from noon until 8 p.m. on Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturday.
Okay, very good. So those are the times to get in. Free admission. You come in, check it out. Like Lynn said, see, touch, feel, learn, ask questions about some of these items that'll be there. Again, the Sport and Rec Show on February 4th and 5th. And Lynn, anything else you want to mention in there?
No, we're just looking forward to everybody. The weather's supposed to be good. Knock on wood.
Fingers crossed. Yes. Fingers crossed. But if it isn't, you can come enjoy the 70-degree comfort of the Civic Center.
It's always nice inside.
You can bring, heck, even come in suntan or something. I don't know. Lynn, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.